Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name of the living God. God is not dead, but he is alive. Amen. And we come to honor him on this morning. We come to celebrate him. We come to lift him up higher and higher and higher. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord, as we rejoice in another day that he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, his glory, his honor, his praise. Amen, hallelujah, as we rise and we shine, amen, in faith this morning, as we rise and shine in God's authority, amen, and God's will and God's purposes for our lives. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen, hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. If this is your first time with us, we greet you, we greet you, we greet you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. The breakfast, amen, a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Hallelujah. I'm not serving. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just hosting it. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah is the server. Hallelujah. He cooks it up and he serves it too. Wow. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We are so happy about it, and that there is no time and distance in the Spirit. Amen. So enjoy the service. Enjoy the service. We want you to know that we are faithful to the call, and we are here 7 days a week. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Rise or shine. Amen. Hallelujah. We are here, and we will be celebrating 12 years. Amen. Lord's willing, and that the Lord tarry. Amen. At the end of this year. Amen. So we want to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. We pray that everybody is encouraged on today. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you something. If you woke up this morning, hallelujah, every day above ground is a good, good day. And guess what? If you live right, hallelujah, any day underneath the ground is good too. Hallelujah. God is good and he is not limited. His goodness is not limited by parameters or boundaries or limitations. Come on now. I said God is good in heaven and earth and under the earth too. Amen. He is good. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, my God. He is our Father. Hallelujah. He is a good Father, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We can depend on God. Amen and amen. And we bless him. We bless him. We bless him. All right, all right, all right, all right. We want to encourage you, because glory be to God, hallelujah. Y'all know we just flow, we just flow, we just flow here, glory be to God, hallelujah. We refuse to be stopped, we refuse to be stopped, we refuse to be blocked. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Look, if the program changes, then that's the way the Lord would have it to be. Hallelujah. That's the way the Lord would have it to be. Glory. Sometimes we have guests scheduled and other people scheduled. Glory be to God. And if they don't come forth, then we know. We don't get mad. We don't get mad. Amen. Glory be to God. No, we don't. Amen. The flesh sometimes wants to flare up. We just tell that flesh to shut up. We speak to our flesh. We take authority over our flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. And we say this is the way the Lord would have it to go. And so there it is, there it is, there it is. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to draw your attention this morning, amen, hallelujah, to the book of 2 Chronicles. Amen. We want to take a look at that this morning. We want to, amen, peep in on King Jehoshaphat. Now, we have already spoken a little bit about King Jehoshaphat, but we want to look at it from a different angle today. Why? Because look. Look at your own lives. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of us, let's look at the women now, and we can look at the men. Let's look at the men, okay? So some of you men, you're a father, okay? Some of you are a husband. You are a boss, or you are an employee, and you're a citizen. Come on now. You're a member of your church. You may have an office in your church. So we wear all these different hats. See, all these different hats. And sometimes people just want to make an inspection, amen, from the one hat. Very few people go as far as to look at all your hats. Most people don't go that far. They just want to look at the hat that's relevant to them. Come on now. Amen. But we want to take a look, amen, hallelujah, from at a different angle of King Jehoshaphat this morning as we turn your attention to the book of 2 Chronicles, amen, chapter number 20, and we want to look in verse number 15. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen and amen. And it reads like this. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Do not be afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jericho. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the king, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Kohites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord for his mercy, endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. My God, Jesus, have mercy. And this is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the blessed people of God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you for a moment, beloved. Amen. From a title, if I was to give it a title, what's your strategy? What's your strategy? What is your strategy? Beloved, we see when we look here at King Jehoshaphat, and we look at his history, there's a lot to be said about King Jehoshaphat, and we may have to come two or three times, amen, with him, amen, to get the full, amen, view of his walk. But we see that King Jehoshaphat was a man with a good record. And it makes a difference, beloved, when you have a good record. Sometimes, amen, when our records are checked, it don't look too good. Some of us don't even want people to check our record. Can we do a background check? Nah. Do you have to? No, I don't want you to do no background check. Can we do a credit? Can we pull your credit? Oh, no. Can we call your ex-boss and get a reference? No. Please don't. No, we don't want people going back and checking nothing out. Glory be to God. Because we don't have a good record. Don't have a good record. I know one thing, amen, glory be to God, and my, counseling, amen, with my bishop, and he would always say, "Alfred, if somebody's coming to your church and you get somebody new to the ministry," he said, "always have them bring a letter of recommendation." Have them bring a letter of recommendation from their pastors, from their ex-pastors, glory be to God. Because a lot of times people just move from church to church and bring trouble here and there. Amen. And that's good advice. I know we used to do it years ago. People sort of get away from it. They just so happy to get members. They take anybody in, including the devil. Amen. But here, King Jehoshaphat, amen, he had a good record. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we see here that he was one of the best kings of Judah. He had a godly father, amen, whose example he emulated. He developed a system of religious instruction for the people. He commanded the judges to be just. He trusted God, amen, for the victory. Now, and that's what we want to take a look at today, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He trusted God for the victory. My God, my God. Anybody need some victory in their lives this morning? Anybody need a breakthrough? Anybody need deliverance? Glory be to God. We see here, beloved, amen, in verse number 15, glory be to God, where God, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, speaks to King Jehoshaphat, And he tells him the first thing God says is be not afraid. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. Beloved, you notice whenever God shows up, whenever God comes into the picture, and he never comes with a word of fear. He never comes with a word of fear. No. Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, amen, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, glory be to God. And he tells us, be not fearful. Amen. I mean, come on now. Glory be to God. We can understand that you might want to be fearful. Amen. All of this glory and all of this power. Who can stand before God's presence? Amen. But he tells him, amen, the first word coming out, amen, is a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. He tells him to be not, amen, dismayed, amen, by reason of this great multitude. Beloved, let me tell you something. Sometimes there's a great multitude. There's a great multitude. Let me tell you something. The devil don't play fair. He don't play fair. He don't just show up just by himself. Glory be to God. He want to bring his whole posse. He want to bring the whole army. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, sometimes we feel there's a great multitude. You're not just being hit on one end. Glory be to God. The devil want to hit you. Amen. In several multiple places. Amen. He wants you. Amen. To hit you in your health. He hit you in your finances. He hit you in your relationship. The family acting funny. Come on now. Glory be to God. Can't find a job. Working funny on the job. Glory be to God. Come on now. And it seems like, amen, from every which direction, you're being bombarded. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like when the enemy is coming in like a flood. Yeah, a great multitude. If you're not just dealing with one situation, you're dealing with multiple situations. You're dealing with a multitude of situations. Glory be to God. God is speaking to Jehoshaphat and telling him, don't be afraid of the great multitude of situations. He said, hallelujah, but I got a strategy here. Somebody say strategy. Somebody say strategy. Hallelujah. But then he encourages why he does not need to be afraid. He tells him in verse number 15, he says, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Not by power, nor by might. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. God says it's my battle. Why are you sweating? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not your battle. It's my battle. God said, I can take care of myself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A lot of times, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we want to run in. We want to run in before God. Amen. We want to wage war on the enemy. Hallelujah. This attitude, we got to win, and we wearing ourselves out. We wearing ourselves out. Some of us, amen, some of our brothers and sisters have even, amen, died prematurely. Died before their time, wearing themselves out, trying to fight a battle that's not their battle. Glory be to God. God know you can't handle it. Glory be to God. God said, I got this. Oh, glory be to God. It's not your battle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Instead, God wants us to just rest in the Lord, to rest in his promises. When we shared a message with you last week about the promises of God, rest in his promise. Rest in his word. What is the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. Rest in that. He leadeth us beside green pastures and beside the still waters. My God. Verse number 16, so this is God's instructions, amen, for success. Beloved, I come to tell you, God always has a remedy. God always has a way out. God knew what was going to happen before it happened. God knows, let me tell you something. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's already at the end. God knows what's going to happen every single day, every single moment of the day, because he is there. Oh, glory be to God. He is a present God. Hallelujah. So nothing surprises him. God already knew, amen, that you were going to come up against a situation. He already knew that the devil was going to try to ambush you. Glory be to God. Steal your joy. Take you out. Because the Lord already knew the devil's strategy, and therefore God already made a way out. Jesus said, I am the way. Follow me. He said, now this is my strategy, Jehoshaphat. He said, in verse 16, he said, tomorrow I want you to go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Now, check this out, beloved. Check this out. Hear me. Because here we see the Lord encouraging them, Jehoshaphat, that it's not your battle. He is encouraging Jehoshaphat that I got this. But you notice here he's giving Jehoshaphat some instructions. He said, but I want you to go down. Somebody say faith without works is dead. You see here, beloved, Jehoshaphat still had a part to play. I come to tell you that you still have a part to play. Even though God is fighting the battle, well, you can't just sit back and wait for something to happen. You sit back if you want to wait for something to happen and not paying your bills. Glory be to God. I tell you, just going to sit back and wait for God to pay. You going to be waiting on the streets. You going to just sit back and wait to see. But let me tell you something. If I hadn't gone to the doctor, amen, when the Lord gave me a two-second warning, I still testify. When I had my brain aneurysm, glory be to God, and I had two, huh? God gave me a two-second warning. Just 2 seconds. Nobody really understands what I'm talking about except the doctors. I try to share it with other people. They can't even relate to it. If I hadn't gone, let me tell you something, I've been dead by now. You had somebody else pastoring to you, somebody else here in the ministry would have stepped up by now, whatever. I've been dead and gone, and I'm just going to sit back. No! Show up! He said, I want you to go down. Somebody say, faith without works is dead. Beloved, you have your part to play. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. It is God for us. It is God with us. It is God in us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, now, and so what he said, he said, I want you to show up. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. And then it says here in verse 20. No, let's go to verse 19, 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Worship. Somebody say the word worship. I hold that thought. We're coming back to it. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Somebody say praise the Lord with a loud voice. And they rose up early in the morning and they went into the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall, amen, ye prosper. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Here they did what the Lord told them to do. God said he's going to work this thing out for me. I'm just going to sit here and wait. Did God tell you anything else? He told me to make this phone call. He told me to go over here. Why you haven't gone yet? He told me to call my pastor and talk to my pastor. Why you haven't called your pastor yet? He told me to do, what's your problem? Well, you know, look, partial obedience is disobedience. Jehoshaphat did what God told him to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stood up, went down, opened his mouth, told the people to fear not because God is with you. Here they had heard from heaven. Beloved, when you hear from heaven, the case is closed. So, that's why we pray. That's why we pray. The glory be to God to hear from heaven. When you hear from heaven, you don't need another opinion. When you hear from heaven, you ain't even got to pray on that situation no more. Amen. Glory be to God because you have heard from heaven. Glory be to God. They heard from heaven here. Alan, what was God's instructions? God said, praise me. We're looking for a way out. We're looking for an answer. We're praying around the clock, 7 days a week, so 2-3 times a day. Got to pray, got to pray, got to pray. What was the word, beloved? Thank you for yesterday when God came to Moses and told Moses when the children of God was in the Israel in the wilderness. What did God tell Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 14? He said, stop praying. Stop making excuses and get to moving. Beloved, I come to tell you that we use prayer for an excuse. Should we pray? Absolutely, we should pray. But I'm going to tell you right now why some of you have not received the answer. I'm come to tell you this morning why some of you are downcast and out and drained and act like you're crawling. Girl, you want to know why? Because you ain't giving God no praise. You ain't giving God no praise. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Your prayer life is not complete unless you're giving God some praise. Oh, we will pray because we can pray in the bathroom. We can pray laying down in the bed. We can pray driving our cars. Oh, we are saying prayer. How many of us are giving God a praise? And not only that, God said, I want you to praise me. Oh, glory be to God. It don't take all that. They too loud. When you loud about everything else, your neighbors hearing you all through the wall. You loud about everything else. Let your favorite sport team come on. You loud about everything else. Psalms 150, glory be to God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery in the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He said, praise me. Praise me. Jehoshaphat went on to say, glory be to God. He said, believe his prophets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And verse number 20, let me see. Glory be. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye be established. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. You will not be established if you do not believe God. We're trying to get established. We're trying to get a firm foundation. If you don't believe the word, it'll never happen. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. The Bible is given us, beloved, by inspiration of the spirit of prophecy. And if you don't believe, it won't work. Hallelujah. You will prosper in the thing that it's saying. What is the spirit of the Lord saying today? He said, praise me. Praise me. God said, when you open your mouth, glory be to God, and begin to praise me like you're crazy. Praise me. Glory be to God that Jehoshaphat took his enemies down. Glory be, didn't need a sword, didn't need a spear, didn't need a gun. Glory be to God. All Jehoshaphat needed was a praise, and his enemies went down. I come to tell you, beloved, some of us are facing enemies today. Glory be to God, and the reason you can't get rid of them is you refuse to open your mouth and give God some praise. When the praises go up, the blessing
and watch your enemies scatter. Boy, the demons start to tremble when the praises go up. True praise and worship. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. We might not fight, hallelujah, an enemy army, but every day we battle temptation. We battle pressure. We battle spiritual forces of evil who want to rebel against God. Oh, beloved, but we must remember as believers, we have God's Spirit in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we begin to praise God, check this out. God told Jehoshaphat he was going to fight for Jehoshaphat, but God didn't fight for Jehoshaphat until the praise went up. Not when the prayer went up, when the praise went up. I come to tell you right now, some of you are stuck in your situation because you refuse to give God some praise. Glory be to God. I used to know a preacher, and he used to come up and try to encourage everybody to praise, but when the praises went up, he sat down. We want everybody else to praise, but we refuse to praise. Oh, glory be to God, beloved. Amen. It's not the prayer that moves God. It's the praise that moves God. We're missing it. Glory be to God. When we begin to praise God, you cannot be down when you praise God. It's going to elevate you up. It's going to lift you up. You're going to get your joy back. You're going to get your vision back. You're going to get your faith back. You're going to get your hope back. You're going to get your swagger back. Everything comes back when you praise God. And the enemy knows it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's not God's will for us to be dragging and moping and moping and dragging. It's a trick of the enemy! Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God did not fight for Jehoshaphat until the praise went up. Beloved, what's stopping your fight today? Is it possible that you've been on hold for so long because you refuse to give God that praise from your gut, that praise from your inner man? I'm talking about that praise and you don't care who's listening. But if you got to get in the shower and praise him, if you got to go in the basement and praise him, whatever you need to do, I got to get it out. I got to praise and I got to get it out. Oh, my God, believe the prophets and you shall prosper. Hallelujah. The prophet is saying, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. We must recognize that the battle is not ours. Hallelujah. The battle belongs to God. Hallelujah. We must recognize that we have human limitations. Hallelujah. We must allow God's strength to work through our fears and God's strength to work through our weaknesses. Hallelujah. We must make sure that we are pursuing God's interests and not just our own selfish desires. Hallelujah. Hey, and beloved, all we have to do is ask for God's help in our battles. That's all we got to do. All of us are going through something. All of us going through something. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we can't stay there. You can't stay there. Do I go through? Absolutely, I go through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was a little down one day last week. Amen. From all the spiritual warfare. You can't stay there. You can't depend on your vitamins to pick you up. You can't depend on your noni juice to bring you up. You can't depend on your exercising to bring you up. I said the only thing that's going to bring you up is a praise. Paul and Silas locked up in prison. Glory be to God. What did they do? Glory be to God. They went down there fighting one another, accusing one another. Paul telling Silas, it's your fault, man. Silas telling Paul, no, it's your fault, man. No, what did they do? The Bible says it was midnight. The most crucial moment. Anybody feel like they in a midnight experience? Like it just can't get no worse? It can't get no darker than this? It can't get no more heavier than this? Anybody in a midnight crisis? Well, we just gonna pray one more prayer. You done prayed enough. God heard you the doggone first time you prayed. Where is your faith in God? The reason you haven't broken out of jail the way Paul and Silas broke out, because you refused to give God some praise. When Paul and Silas broke out in their praise party, they didn't have to do nothing but sit back and watch God be God. All they had to do was sit back and watch the word do the word. Pastor Erica, God already promised he gonna work for us. He gonna bust us out of this dilemma. He gonna bust us out of this spiritual jailhouse. He gonna bust us out of this depression. He gonna bust us out. He said, but this is my strategy. You got to praise me. I don't feel like praising. Command your body to praise the Lord. Command your tongue to praise the Lord. Command your hands to praise the Lord. Command your feet to praise the Lord. Command your mind to praise the Lord. You're in control. You're in control. Your spirit is telling your flesh what to do. Your spirit should be telling your flesh what to do and not the other way around. When Jehoshaphat and his army showed up and broke out into praise, and I'm not talking about a praise to impress people, to see who's listening, to see if the pastor there, to see if the deacon there, to see if the bishop there, to see if the neighbor's there. Hallelujah. I'm talking when they broke out with a praise from the inner man. Woo! My God, when the spirit, God is a spirit, and we who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Verse number 22, and I'm finished, because we're going to have to do a part two on this when the Lord releases me. 22. Hear me. Hear me. God dropped this in my spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Early this morning, somebody else was scheduled to minister and elaborate today, but they need a little bit more time. Holy Spirit dropped this in my spirit, amen, because I got to always be ready. Verse number 22. Hear me. And when they began to sing, when they began to pray, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Notice what it didn't say. It didn't say not by prayer. Now, we're not belittling prayer, beloved. We're just telling you it's a time to take action. We're telling you that you use prayer for an excuse. Instead of moving forward when God is telling you to move forward, instead of doing what the Lord is telling you to do, we use prayer for an excuse. Let me just pray one more prayer. I'm going to pray one more prayer. I'm going to pray one more prayer. And you're going to die in prayer without the promise. Manifestation. It didn't say when the people begin to pray, because they had already prayed. Prayer was what brought them to this place of victory. It says, but when they began to sing and to praise. Beloved, what's your song today? I come to ask you, what's your song today? When they began to sing, glory be to God, how can you sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? When they began to sing, when they began to, look, thank God for Yolanda Adams. Thank God for C.C. Wyman. You ain't got to sing their song. Make up your own song, baby. When they began to sing and give praises,
What's your song? Give us the title of your song. Remember, you can praise God in song. That's another way of praising him. When they begin to praise God, when's the last time, beloved, amen, you broke out in the praise? When's the last time? Yeah, you praying all day. All right, praise God for your prayer. Now, tell us, are you praising God all day? Thank you, Jesus. That ain't no praise. That ain't no, what kind of praise is that? Come on, you look up the definition of praise. I just want to tell the Lord, say, that ain't no praise. Save it. God ain't impressed with that. That's not coming from your heart. That's not jubilance from your spirit. That's not an attitude of gratitude. Telling you're dressing up, mumbling and complaining, that you're dressing it up. I'm talking about praise them, huh? Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noonday. Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him when the sun goes down. We ought to praise God. Praise Him when you're sick and praise Him when you're not sick. Huh? Praise Him when you're empty. Praise Him when you're full. Praise Him when you're in. Praise Him when you're out. Praise Him when you're up. Praise Him when you're down. Praise Him when you know. Praise Him when you don't know. I say just praise Him. Glory be to God. Praising God for all that He has done, all that He is doing, all that He will do, and then that sets you up to go a little bit deeper. Now we can enter into worship. Worship, and beloved, is when we, amen, love up on God for who He is. It don't have nothing to do with what God did. God don't have to make a move. You still love Him. You still want to kiss them. You still want to embrace them. You still want to trust them. Because He's your God. You worship Him. But let me tell you something. Your devil can't handle that. The devil can't handle that. Them demons can't handle that. Your enemies can't handle that. That's why Jehoshaphat won the battle. Beloved, I come to tell you right now, glory be to God, your situation is going to change. When you praise God. And the reason I can preach like this morning, amen, glory be to God, because when I was, amen, going through, when I was feeling everybody's burning in the ministry, because I feel your burdens when you go through, because we are connected in the spirit, especially those who sow into this ministry with your finances. Your finances give you a connection with this ministry. We are one. And I feel your burdens when you go through. Glory be to God. So not only was I feeling your burdens, I was feeling my own burdens. But if you want to know how Pastor broke out, the same way I'm encouraging you to break out. You got to break out in the praise. For some of you, amen, is finding it difficult, just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, anoint me to praise you. God, send your fire. God, send your praise. God, give me a song. God, take me into worship. That's all you got to do. And the Holy Spirit will say, gladly. Hey, gladly. Beloved, amen. I'm finished. But do you see here? I want you to meditate on this scripture today, on verse number, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 22. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes. The Lord's strategy was released. God began to work and fight for them, but not until the praise went up. Ah, and the enemies were smitten. I come to tell you, beloved, your enemies going down. Oh, they going down. The only reason they got an advantage right now because you got your mouth closed. You refuse to give God some praise. The only reason, amen, that your enemy's got an advantage right now because your heart is closed. You refuse to give God some praise. You want to be all spiritual, all highfalutin, and all that, and you're still without. That's the only reason, because they won the battle on a praise. Glory be to God. All right, this is my last scripture. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I know I'm trying to close. Hallelujah. But I got to give you this because I'm helping somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Write this scripture down. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Look at Psalms 22, verse number 3. But thou art holy, O thou, that inhabits the praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises, saints. Just meditate on that scripture today. God inhabits the praises. Oh, my God. God inhabits the praises. He is enthroned. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On the praises. You know what that means, beloved? That when you are in the midst of a situation, you don't know what to do, and you're feeling heavy, and you're feeling the burdens of your family, because we do feel the burdens of our family. You're feeling your own burdens. You're going through this and that. If it ain't this, if it ain't the doctor, if it ain't the finances, if it ain't the monkeypox, if it ain't this, if it ain't that. When we start to praise God, when God said he inhabits the praises, you know what that means? God comes down. Say you break out in a praise in your bedroom. God inhabits the praises. You know what that means? God comes down in your bedroom where you breaking out in praise, and God brings his chair, and God has a seat. Oh! God has a seat in the midst of your praises, and he don't go nowhere until you get finished. And when God shows up, he brings everything with him because he is everything. When God shows up, he brings the answer with him because God is the answer. When God shows up, he brings deliverance with him because he is deliverance. When God shows up, he brings the breakthrough with him because he is the breakthrough. Glory be to God. Praises. Praises. We've been missing it, saints. We've been missing it. Hallelujah. We've been missing it. Hallelujah. I pray every day. Yeah, you need to pray every day, but you need to praise every day. Hallelujah. You need to go. I go do an hour of prayer every day. Beautiful. Now do an hour of praise. Do an hour of praise. Hallelujah. Because praise is our victory. Praise was the strategy for Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat didn't win the battle on his own strategy. Jehoshaphat won the battle by using God's strategy. God's strategy was praise. Beloved, I want to ask you a question this morning. What's yours? What's yours? We try to be so deep. We want to be so spiritual and so deep, we overlooking it. God walking up and down in your house and you don't even see him. God done walked past you 3 times a day, you didn't even see him. Because we refuse to praise. I want to encourage you this morning. Hallelujah. Don't wait till the battle is over. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat didn't wait till the battle was over. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shout now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God is on your side, but you got to give God something to work with. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to do it God's way. Hallelujah, my God. And Jehoshaphat won the battle on a praise. Some of you are going to win the battle on the praise. You got bad news from the doctors. You're not going to win by taking that medicine. That medicine killing you. You know that they give you all the medicine, what the medicine can do, and then they give you all the side effects. They don't tell you you can grow horns and you're going to grow a tail. The possibility of death. They tell you. Nobody want to talk about the side effects. No. You're not going to get the victory on that medicine. The word of the Lord, believe your prophet, and so shall you prosper. You're going to get your victory, amen, on the praise. Some of you are in a financial dilemma right now. Your back is against the wall. You don't know what you're going to do. No, you're not going to get it from the bank. The bank ain't giving you no money. They ain't giving you no money. You don't make enough money on the job to get it. People act like they don't want to spend no money. The money tight. They want to hold on to the little bit of money that they got because they don't know what the future holds. Glory be to God. So they just want to, you know, move as the Spirit leads them to move. No. That's not how you're going to get your victory, beloved. Those of you in a financial crisis, you're going to get your breakthrough on the praise. Regardless of what your situation is, it's not going to be resolved by, amen, your logical thinking. It's not going to be resolved by reasonable thinking, because God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I come to tell you the word of the prophet, which is just, amen, the word of the prophet is just a spirit speaking. I come to tell you that your breakthrough and your deliverance is in your praise. And it's so simple, glory be to God, you've been overlooking it, and we pray that you don't continue to overlook it today after this message. I encourage you, amen, that ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into a spirit of praise and stay there. Just turn it into a praise. And watch God move. And watch God take that temptation away. Watch God take that pressure away. Watch God back up those spiritual forces of evil. Watch God move in your behalf. Because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for Jehoshaphat, if he did it for Paul and Silas in jail, you best believe God will do it for you too. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. Woo! What a rhema word. My God, sookie. Oh! When the praises go up, the blessings come down. When the praises go up, hey! The blessings come down. Hallelujah! Ooh, the devil afraid when you open your mouth for praise. Oh, he wants you talking about the weather. He wants you talking about the heat and talking about monkeypox and talking about the rebound of COVID and the economy and the gas prices. Yeah, he just talk. Just don't, please don't, this is, please don't go into praise. Oh, talk my ears off. Whatever you do, just please don't go into praise. Because he know when you go into praise, amen, God's not going to knock at the door. God's going to bust the door down. Father God, thank you for this rhema word. And we know that your word will not return into your void. But it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. God, help us to believe. Help us to receive. Help us to break out of our funk. Help us to back the enemies up. Help us to call the devil a liar and the father of lies. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Father God, you have already revealed your strategy for success, your strategy for breakthrough, your strategy for breakout. It's a praise. Ah, my God. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. All right, amen. Oh, my God, I'm so high. Like, I don't even want to come down. I'm looking at the clock. I don't even want to come down. Ah, glory, I just want to stay right where I'm at. My God, Jesus. Oh, God, if we had the time, I would just open up the line and say, let's break out in a praise party. Let's take 20 minutes and praise them. But you can do that anyhow. You don't need me. You don't need me. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Announcement today, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 and back at 9. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We have some birthdays this month. I'm thinking tomorrow might be the best day to do it. I'm not sure. I'm going to go as the Holy Spirit leads me. We know we have our Minister Denise's birthday. We had our Brother Richardson's birthday. Our Sister Priscilla's birthday. And maybe a couple other July birthdays. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, happy birthday to our listening audience, amen, all of you out there with July birthdays, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for you, amen, hallelujah. We just want to thank God for Jesus' birthday, because if Jesus wasn't born, Jesus couldn't have died. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Woo! Fresh wind, fresh oil, fresh anointing, hallelujah, praise. My God. Hey, my God. Hey, beloved, it's like coming home. You walk into your house and you see all these people in your house. You don't know where all these people came from. Say you got, amen, 10, 20, 30 people in your house when you come in and none of them was invited. Amen. You don't have to call 911. All you got to do is break out in the praise and they go to scattering. Ah, my God. You didn't even have to call 911. Ah! All you did was break out in the praise. And God showed up. And who can stand before the Lord? What enemy can stand before the Lord? Oh, Father. Father God, bless us. Bless us. Bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12 and back at 9. Father God, in the name of Jesus, anoint them to intercede. Anoint them to stand in the gap, Father God. But we ask that you will bless these women. Father, bless their dedication in your kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, keep them from evil, danger, seen and unseen, Father God. Bless their families, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless their service, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us, Father. Hallelujah. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, Father God. Hallelujah. Will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Father, we pray a spirit of praise. Father God, the enemy has come in and stolen the joy. Father God, trying to sit on the joy of your people, Father God, the heavy waiting. Father God, you told us to cast our cares upon you, Father God, but that casting is made easy through the spirit of praise and the spirit of joy. Father God, sometimes we miss it. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us for not holding on to the simple truths of your word, but we thank you for revelation, Father God, that we can see the truth. Oh, Father God, and now that we have it, help us to hold on to it, Father God. Help us to not let go of our praise. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Even in difficult situations, may we find the inner strength. Oh, Father God, the function of a praise. And we know when the praises go up, you coming down. And if you come down, it's a done deal. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. Have a good day, a wonderful day. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next time we open up the lines, be it tomorrow, whenever, this week, hallelujah. Tell us your strategy. What is your strategy? What was your strategy? Amen. For breakthrough. Huh? Because sure you got one. If you ain't got none, shame on you. Hallelujah. If your breakthrough hasn't manifested, shame on you. Shame on you. Amen. Because God has downloaded the strategy. Now we want you to tell the world, amen, what was your strategy for breakthrough. Amen. I love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Blessings on blessings. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And a wind of song. Come on behind me.